This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited here, the live Sunday edition. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want with you in the studio. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Coming up, Johnny Ray and Daryl and I will talk about economics in one lesson. The, I believe, Chapter 7 is what we had to read in the last week. And we'll get into that. We've been doing kind of an ongoing book review, book club thing here. And you can follow along and read along with us because Economics in One Lesson is free to download in PDF form. So we'll talk more about that coming up here. Also, there is a story that we've been teasing for a couple nights here now, Daryl, about privacy.
Yes.
Specifically the invasion of it by companies like Google and Amazon with some of their newest products that they're pushing out heavily, like this Amazon Echo, a device that you physically place in your home that you can tell to do certain things, sort of like Apple Siri, for instance, where you can command it to do things for you.
I think the Amazon Echo has more capabilities.
Is that right?
Than Siri.
Okay. I know it can order things on Amazon for you, but it can also, like, what, do searches and things like that? I've never
right.
really
so
looked into
Siri
it.
Siri will do searches for you, but Siri cannot place an order
right.
on Amazon for you.
Right, right.
And Google has their own version called Google Home. And the story here comes from Wired. They say, if you have one of these, an Amazon Echo or a Google Home voice assistant, welcome to a life of luxurious convenience. You'll be asking for the weather, the news, and your favorite song without having to poke around on your phone.
So it's like what you've seen in a million movies over the years, right? Where, like Star Trek, where they talk to the voice in the ceiling or wherever it's coming from in the ship, right? Like you're
right.
asking the ship to do certain things.
D. Earl Grey.
Yeah, this is the equivalent of that.
Right.
Computer.
Yes.
See. Earl Grey.
You'll be turning off lights and requesting videos from bed. The world is yours. But you know what? That little talking cylinder is always listening.
Mm-hmm.
And not just listening, but recording and saving many of the things you say.
Uh-oh.
Should you freak out? Not if you're comfortable with Google and Amazon logging your normal web activity, which they've been doing for years. Hell, many other sites have done it for years as well. Echo and Home simply continue the trend of saving a crumb trail of queries, except with snippets of your voice.
Right.
However, it's still a reasonable concern for anyone worried about privacy. If you only use Chrome in incognito mode, put tape over your laptop camera, and worry about snoops sniffing your packet, a web-connected microphone in your home seems risky.
Mm.
It's a fair thing to be unsettled about, but recording your voice is a major part of how voice assistants work. Here's how devices like Echo and Home record your voice, why they do it, and what they do with the data, and how to scrub those recordings. How in-home voice assistants actually work. Whenever you make a voice request, Google Home and Alexa-enabled devices record or stream audio clips of what you say. Those files are sent to a server, the real brains of the operation. That then processes
right,
the
so
audio.
Right, so the little device isn't actually doing the crunching on the audio. It's just recording and sending a file to the server.
To the server that will process the audio and formulate the response. The recorded clips are associated to your user account, and that process is enabled by default.
Mm-hmm.
Because their brains are located miles away, Echo and Home need an internet connection to work. So that's something else that's different from Siri. I think Siri will work to some extent without an internet connection.
Really? Okay.
You know, you could ask limited things
like
of Siri.
You could ask it to look someone up on the phone book that you have.
Right.
And it wouldn't need an internet connection to that.
Siri, play my music.
Right. Okay.
These devices do have a very rudimentary education, though. The only spoken commands they understand on their own are wake words or activation phrases like Alexa or OK Google. Once you say those magic words, the voice assistant jumps to life, captures your voice request, and slings it to their disembodied cloud brain over Wi-Fi. That means their mics are listening to you even when you're not requesting things from Alexa or Google.
Because they're listening for that phrase to activate
it. They say that those ambient conversations, the things you say before saying Alexa or okay, Google, are not stored or sent over a network.
Supposedly.
And you know, this coming from Wired,
yeah.
I'm guessing if there was any evidence that anything was being sent over the network.
These aren't open source programs. Wired doesn't just get to go into the code of Google and Amazon's software and look around. I mean, it's probably a simple matter for law enforcement to contact either of those companies and say, oh, well, we know that Mr. Perry has one of these Amazon Echo devices and we'd like to listen inside the Nautibus, and just have them flip it on and then just start recording absolutely everything that... it was said.
Right, but there would be a way to then see, oh, wow, there's a constant signal to this
thing. You could
see
that. I mean, yeah, if you were sniffing out the packets from your Wi-Fi, you could see that it was transmitting more than
right.
it normally
does. Right, and if it's not transmitting anything
right.
before you say Alexa, then, you know, like, the Wi-Fi thing.
Sure, I understand.
It's probably
not doing that by default, but I'm telling you, they could turn that on if they wanted to, right? Like, there could
right,
be code
and they're
in there.
Talking about default here, Ian.
Right.
So I'm fairly certain that if by default it were sending things, yeah. Wired would have said, hey, by the way,
right.
this is sending things
I'm not
by
saying,
default.
Right, just to be clear, I'm not saying it's doing that by default, but the fact is there's a microphone in a Wi-Fi connected device. It wouldn't be hard for the government to demand they turn that microphone on and just start recording things.
Correct.
Yeah. But that's a possibility.
But the article here is about the things
I follow you.
By default.
Yes, I get you.
So next they say, do they need to eavesdrop? Listening to what you say before a wake word is essential to the entire concept of wake words. The process borrows a page from the pre-buffer on many cameras' burst modes, which captures a few frames before you press the shutter button.
Mm-hmm.
This just does it with your voice. With a camera, the pre-buffer ensures you don't miss a shot due to a slow shutter finger. In the case of a voice assistant, audio pre-recording helps the system handle requests instantly. Without a perked ear for the Alexa, OK Google, or Siri, these assistants would need an activation button. In fact, if you're really freaked out about the concept of something always listening in your home, your best bet is to get a push-button voice assistant. Things like the Amazon Tap, the Alexa remote for Fire TV, or your phone with its always-listening mode turned off.
Mm-hmm.
And now they say, can hackers tap in to listen to me? Nothing is impossible, but Amazon and Google both have security measures that prevent snoops from wiretapping your home. And
unless, of course, the snoop is Amazon or Google.
Or the NSA.
Yeah.
Right. And that's, you know, something that they don't mention here. But they do say that the audio zipping from your home to Amazon and Google data centers is encrypted.
Mm-hmm.
So even if your home network is compromised, it's unlikely that the gadgets can be used as a listening device. A bigger risk is someone getting a hold of your Amazon or Google passwords and seeing a log of your interactions online. Mm-hmm. There are also simple measures that you can take to prevent Echo and Home from listening to you when you don't want them to. Each device has a physical mute button, which cuts off the mic completely.
Okay.
But what about Siri? Siri records your queries too, but she doesn't catalog them or provide access to the running list of requests. You can't listen to your history of Siri interactions in Apple's app universe. While Apple logs and stores Siri queries, they're tied to a random string of numbers for each user instead of an Apple ID or an email address. Apple deletes the association between those queries and those numerical codes after 6 months. Your Amazon and Google history, on the other hand, stay there until you decide to delete them.
Interesting.
And Cortana, you've probably heard
of. That's the Windows version of
Microsoft,
Siri.
Right. Microsoft's Cortana voice assistant.
Do you use these things? Do you use your voice assistant thing?
No.
I don't either. Johnny Ray?
No, I don't, but a lot of people do. I'm around people, and they use theirs.
Yeah, I've never even really tried it.
I had a previous phone had the Samsung Galaxy, and I would just ask it random questions, but I would never use it for legitimate purpose.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We're talking about your privacy. It's Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kind of been focusing on technology so far tonight, discussing cryptocurrency in the first hour, and now your privacy, or the ever, reduced amount of privacy that you have, the more technology that it seems that you introduce into your life. Daryl, you've been sharing a story from Wired.com about some of these new devices that sit in your home, and Amazon's encouraging people to buy more than one of these things, the so-called Amazon Echo,
right,
to put it in different rooms of your house.
Right. You need one in your kitchen. That way, when you're in the kitchen, you can order stuff for the kitchen. You need one in your living room so it can control your smart TV and all of this other stuff. And, you know, you need to have one in every room.
And it's listening to you all the time. Now, one of the things I want to tell you about before we get back into that is MyPillow.com, where you can go and get MyPillow for basically virtually no risk. I mean,
it doesn't listen.
No, thankfully it does not. But and you can put it in the washing machine as well and the dryer, which is very unusual for a pillow. But it's designed for that. Well, I've been using it for several months, and it is the best pillow that I've used. It's fantastic. If you don't agree, though, if you order this thing and you don't think it's the best pillow you've ever used, because you don't have to take my word for it, you've got the first 60 days to make the decision. And then if you don't want it, you can send it back to them within that 60-day window. So you do have to pay the shipping to send it back, but you'll get your money back if you do that. So they're standing behind their product, and they also stand behind it with a 10-year warranty on top of that. So you go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL like Free Talk Live. You'll get one pillow at half price, or you can get two for the price of one. It's your choice how many you order there with code FTL at MyPillow.com as we continue here. So, Daryl, you've been sharing with us this story from Wired.com.
Yes.
It's about privacy. We'll get right back into that here, but first, Sarah is on the line in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Sarah, go ahead.
Yes, the Swiss Alps just finished the train line that
the
goes through 35 miles of the Alps mountains.
Oh, the Swiss Alps. Okay.
So it is the longest tunnel route in the world, and I think 35 miles of it, 13 years, and like maybe $26 billion, I was told.
My God, that's a lot of money.
Well, you know what? They're very proud of it. You know what I mean? Because the Europeans, they love public transportation. Like I said, they have magnetic levitation trains. Now they put the tunnel train the longest.
How come you don't move over
there? Glacier Express is what it's called.
How come you don't move over there, Sarah? It sounds like you'd fit right in. I mean, you've described yourself as a communist before here on Free Talk Live, and as I understand it, there's a lot of commies over there in Europe.
Right. I mean, France is pretty much communist because the French president came to the Fidel Castro's funeral. He was one of the guests there, and France has free health care, socialized medicine. But you know,
doesn't have anything to do with the Swiss Alps, though, right?
Right. But, you know what? I, as a communist, I love public transportation because it's available for everybody, and it's taking community money. And it's
so you love to steal money from people and fund public transportation projects.
So that all of us could use it. No,
but
from
stealing.
That
doesn't bother you. It doesn't bother you that you're stealing from people, as long as the ends are something you support.
Well, here's the thing. You know what? The way that you share and give and take care of other people.
What's the difference between sharing and stealing? There's a difference between sharing and stealing. When you share with somebody, you're voluntarily choosing out of your own goodwill to help somebody, to help an organization, to help an individual. You're sharing because you've chosen to do that. With the political system that you're advocating, communism, everyone is threatened with violence in order to contribute to the system. And that's not very nice. It's not nice to threaten people.
Well, here's the thing. Let's say if I get hit by a drunk driver. Let's say I get into a drunk driving wreck and I become crippled and I need to be hospitalized, but because I have no money, they just let me die, bleed to death. Oh, she's broke. Her family, she has no
what
savings.
What kind of people do you deal with? I mean, most of the people I know are pretty compassionate or are willing to help their neighbors on a voluntary basis.
See, communists think that people don't have human compassion and don't want to do anything. That's why they need to steal money from people to pay for the things that they like.
Well, it's the government that steps in and take care of these people in the United States, and if they can't walk, if they're in a wheelchair, they give them disability. Now, you could say that why is the government forcing, I mean, taking tax dollars from you guys and giving it to that poor person? You know what I'm saying? But the thing about it is that it could happen to any of us. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, but your fear, you're fear-mongering, Sarah. We know that bad things happen to people. That's just life. Bad things happen at some point to pretty much everybody. So what you're suggesting is that without the government stealing money to give to people, that no one would help their fellow neighbor or their family members
right.
or their friends, and it's ridiculous.
Do you want to know what I did yesterday, Sarah? I gave money to the homeless shelter. I voluntarily did that. The government didn't need to steal my money to give to the homeless shelter because I gave that of my own free will.
I also give money to the same homeless shelter of my own free will because I support what they do. And Americans and people around the world have given billions and billions of dollars every year to countless causes because they support those things. Whether it's somebody who gets burned out of their home down the street from them or somebody in a tsunami in Thailand, you know, half a world away,
right,
people
I was just going to say, every time there's a major natural disaster, Red Cross always raises, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. There was one of the hurricanes or earthquakes or something a couple of years ago where they had to tell people, don't donate anymore. We have more money than we know what to do with.
So, I mean, but what is the difference between when you say you pay one third of the taxes, they take it from you guys anyway, whether you like it or not, a quarter of it. Okay, you take that money for people that get involved, that get ill, they have no money to take care of them. Is that a robbery? Do you think it's
terrible
that your tax dollars...
Yes, it's robbery.
Sarah, we've explained numerous times, no matter what good thing happens after somebody sticks a gun in your face and empties your wallet, it is still theft.
Yeah, if you don't consent, then it is a robbery. Thank you for the call, Sarah. Appreciate it. You know, I don't know how many times you have to explain it to her before she'll even start to listen. I'm not sure. You know, she's obviously not. I heard on Thursday night, Chris and Heather were really doing amazing work trying to communicate some of these ideas
yes.
to her. I wasn't hearing the other side of the conversation because I was going back and forth doing stuff. But
same sort of thing. Yeah. It's not theft because they do nice things.
Yeah. No.
No, it's still theft.
Yeah. It's not okay. And that's all we're really advocating here is to change from the status quo of stealing as the way to fund these things to just asking for help, just asking for support, to persuade people to support these various different community efforts.
And there's a very simple saying. I don't know who said it, but you know, I think everybody should be able to agree with this. Good ideas don't require force.
Yeah, the reason that politicians on the campaign trail will often talk about the glorious ways that they are going to redistribute wealth to the needy is because they know that will get traction with human beings who care about their neighbors.
Right, and
we have that already.
Right, they see the government as the way to do that. Oh, they're the biggest organization, so therefore they should be the ones helping people. The fact is they're inefficient and they spend poorly the money that they steal from people. If you let the private charities do it, they'll be much more efficient and can help more people for fewer dollars even. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here live Sunday edition. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
We've got Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. And if you want to try something different in the world of healthcare rather than the old, you know, sort of the standard insurance method that the government's trying to shove down everyone's throat with Obamacare, there is another option. It's healthexcellenceselect.com. They're described as a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily if you'd like, and no charge 24-hour access to doctors, plus a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You can go to healthexcellenceselect.com to learn more. Any kind of doctor, by the way, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price. Go to healthexcellenceselect.com. That's healthexcellenceselect.com. More about your privacy and the potential invasion of it via these new devices from Amazon and Google. First, though, we go to your calls and thoughts. We'll go to Skype, actually, where I think David is on the line. Do we have David?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, we got you. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, under the heading of what I told you before, FBI Special Agent in Charge Tom McClenahan, head of the FBI in New Mexico that retired in, I think it was 2009, immediately upon retiring, made the public statement to a reporter that New Mexico is the most corrupt of all 50 states, and that corruption here permeates the government at all levels. And that has affected me in my fight for my children nonstop. I wanted to head it with that. You were talking about privacy the other day. You were talking about searches. I want to share something this kind of it all ties together. There was a few days ago, a week ago, whatever. There was a domestic, an ex-boyfriend laid in wait in his former girlfriend's home, and when she came home with her three children, he shot all four of them killed all three children.
Was this in Albuquerque?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And so that's obviously bad enough, and says some things about Albuquerque. But
I don't think it says anything about Albuquerque. It says something about the man who shot those people.
Right.
There's crazy people everywhere.
There is, but there's a recurring theme of stuff like this in Albuquerque, and if we were to dig out the exact stats from the FBI,
You can find the same stuff happening in, different places.
Yes, you can. However, Albuquerque is on official lists as being more violent than most other places. Right. New Mexico is officially at the bottom of just about every good list that's compiled by reputable sources, but that's not what I called
about.
Okay,
I'll take your word for it.
So this happened, and there was an APD response time of in the category of 12 to 20 minutes, which was being advertised on local radio stations that there was this delay, and they were kind of tying that into the possibility of police slowdowns or whatever because of their being investigated by DOJ and not wanting to be involved in stuff like that because they don't want to be in a situation where they have to do any more shooting than that was the what was being alluded to, and at the same time that this news was being used by for instance Scott Stigler's the Stig Show on one of the local radio stations KKOB a few days after the shooting, for instance, he was talking about for the entire of his program one day about this shooting and used the occasion to bring in, you were talking about private security of the day. I agree that there's lots of problems with the public law enforcement, but he brought in the head of an IPS is the name of the company for an hour long infomercial about how IPS started out in Fort Hills and has clients out there and could help to protect people like this woman and her children that got shot and the children killed. And that, to me, I found that rather tasteless, and there was advertising on some of
it seems speculative. Radio. I mean, a private security company is going to be better than the government, but that doesn't mean they're going to be there the moment a crazy man attacks. I mean, unless you're hiring this IPS for 24/7 personal bodyguard security, they're likely going to be showing up after the incident.
Exactly correct. I agree with that, and that's why it was such a slap in the face to have this hour-long, hour-and-a-half-long infomercial for a mm-hmm. private security company using the deaths of these children to help sell this private security service.
Now, well, that's why you should be listening to Kiva, which is the station that actually airs Free Talk Live in Albuquerque rather than the other station that you mentioned.
Yeah, true. However, unfortunately, Eddie was running ads and talking about IPS in the same way as the KKOB channel was, he just didn't have an hour-long infomercial. And so there was a double whammy. I was trying to avoid speaking about the Kiva in this conversation for the obvious reasons, but since you brought it up, that's why it hit me so hard is because I flip back and forth between the two channels and they're both doing it at the same time, just one more than the other. But that's a side point that's just kind of insulting to my humanity to have that going on. Okay. But where this ties in to what you were talking about previously that is really important is that years ago, I was curious, DEA, FBI, all these letters that are on these guys' uniform shirts and vehicles when they pull up and are doing their business, you know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
So I walk up to this black and white SUV one day, because I had never seen these three letters before, and I walked right up to the guy in the driver's seat and I said, "Who do you guys work for?" Because I was expecting to say some government agency that I had never heard of, because we had this Homeland Security come out and so on and so on, TSA, so on and so on. It was during that era. And he says IPS, and I'm like, well, what is that? Because I couldn't figure out what part of the government that would be. And turns out it was a private security company.
The
point is that the vehicle was completely unmarked other than these letters IPS, which I, as a somewhat smart person, confused for, took it for granted that it was a government agency because it was an unmarked vehicle, it was black and white, and the only markings were IPS. And after a few minutes of conversation, I figured out that he was actually private rather than government. So that was confusing enough. Now let me fast forward to another APD and incident, law enforcement incident. A few years after that, in the same part of town, park my truck and trailer in a parking lot at a business that I frequent, and I get out of my truck, and I notice there's a cop is just pulling up behind me in a completely black SUV like we've all seen, and there's a flashing colored lights in the windshield.
Okay.
And yep. I don't remember.
So he's undercover.
Yeah.
Yep.
And a guy steps out, and there's a shiny badge on his chest. He's dressed in all black. He's got a sidearm on his hip, and he's walking up to me, he points to a secluded area in the back, toward the back of the building, and says, move back there.
Oh, sounds creepy.
It was creepy, and that's what I said to him. What I did is I said, back there, if you want me to move, let's move right over here. I don't want to go back there where I'm out of sight of everybody, whatever it is that you want to do. And after talking to him for a few minutes, I finally figure out, after a bunch of crap, I finally figure out, I'm talking, you know, like 3, 4, 5 minutes of conversation, it finally occurs to me, this dude is not government law enforcement. This dude is private security, and to me, it's a complete impersonation of a law enforcement officer.
He was using red and blue flashing lights?
Now, well, that's why I hesitated on that. It was red or it was blue. I think it was red and red, left and right, alternating lights without the blue. So, but
if
the point
you're
is
using
that,
if you're using red and blue, you can be charged with in
if you're
in
using red or
officer.
Blue.
Yeah, you're not supposed to. It's a felony.
I've done a Google image search here. I typed in IPS Albuquerque and a bunch of vehicles came up, and they all clearly state security.
Well, that doesn't mean they don't have an undercover vehicle. I mean, they're not obligated to put their business name on their vehicle. You don't
have
SPP Radio News written on your car.
Right, you know? But I'm also not providing security services.
David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I mean, that it might be good for branding, but ultimately they don't have to do that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, but they shouldn't be
if
legally
using
it red
for security
lights.
Purposes, I believe you do have to have the name on it.
Really? All right. Well, more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for calling SomaBiotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking SomaBiotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take SomaBiotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of SomaBiotics, call 1-800-961-5687. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-961-5687. That's 1-800-961-5687. 1-800-961-5687.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts,
even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free to join us on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. At Skype username lrn.fm. Speaking of corrupt cops, headline over at copblock.org. Exceptional Officer of the Year in Kern County sentenced to 5 years in prison for dealing meth.
Wonk.
There's always something to talk about with corrupt cops wherever you are in the United States or around the world. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Still to come, we got economics in one lesson. We got to dig into Chapter 7, which was the chapter we were supposed to read to review and talk about this week. That's still to come, but we actually started a story earlier this hour, Daryl, that you were sharing from Wired Magazine about these new devices. There's the Amazon Echo, and you said Google's is called Alexa. Is that right?
No, Google Home.
Oh,
Google the Echo Home. Uses
the
Alexa.
Echo is the Alexa. Google has a device
called Google Home.
Okay, so little device you place in your home, and you can inquire of it of certain things.
Correct.
With the Amazon Alexa one, you can order products from Amazon.
So Amazon Echo, and to activate it, you say Alexa.
Right.
So the assistant is called Alexa. The device is called Echo.
Got it. And so similar in a way to like the Cortana or the Siri, but more focused on ordering products.
Different, because Siri and Cortana are not standalone pieces of equipment.
Right.
Siri is an app on your iPhone.
Yeah.
Cortana is the assistant built into Windows 10.
Correct.
And they next get into Cortana.
But the same idea of a computer voice that you talk to and inquire of the
correct. And with the Echo and Google Home, there is this, you know, sort of background recording that when it hears one of the wake up words.
Okay, Google.
Right. So for
anyone with us playing in their house right now, if they had a Google Home, that might have just triggered it.
Correct.
Unless it's listening for your voice specifically, in which case it might not.
No, I've actually been able to activate other people's
Google
devices.
Okay.
So I'm just, for fun, going to say, okay, Google, what is the temperature?
Okay.
And And, you know, somebody with a Google phone right now, their phone is probably telling them the temperature.
Gotcha.
All because of me. With Cortana, they say it works in Windows 10, but it still mirrors some of your personal information on servers. To customize your experience, Cortana uses a combination of cloud-stored data and on-device data. To see and manage the data stored on your machine, jump into the Start menu, select Cortana, and click the rectangle with a circle inside it to the left sidebar. From there, you can view and delete the entries in Cortana's notebook.
Now I've got that thing turned off completely, the Cortana.
Your Cortana management controls are really granular, so it's best to follow Microsoft's deeper tutorial on how to manage that personal information. I skipped a little bit.
No, you guys both said that you don't use these services. I don't either. The Siri, the Cortana, the Google Home, the Alexa, these various different things. I don't use them. There was apparently one for Samsung that you were playing with before.
Right, Galaxy.
You never really took it seriously. And
right, I would ask weird, goofy questions just to see if the programmers put in
what they would answers.
So, you know, like, Galaxy, what does the fox say?
And they did have that, right?
It would pull the lyric from the Elvis song. There's like five different answers that it goes through. And every now and then, if you ask it, what is the meaning of the life, or what is the meaning of life, the universe, and everything, it will tell you 42. There are some other questions that you
can
ask.
That's cute. I mean, that's
right.
Cute.
So I would just play around with it for the cuteness of it. Like, Galaxy,
really,
what color eyes do you have? And it would give a thing of, like, I have no body.
Here's what I want to know. If from people that actually use these things, I mean, because it's supposed to be, like, the next thing, right? I mean, it was always very futuristic in movies and TV shows, and so obviously people want this. But does it actually make you more productive? Is it actually a benefit to your life to have these digital devices answering questions and doing searches for you? Is it faster, you know, to ask the thing for a search as opposed to just typing in what
Johnson
you want?
Johnson is the one that you should ask, because he actually uses one of these. He's got a smart TV or something.
He's got an Apple phone, so he probably has a Siri.
Right, so I've been over to his house before, and he'll talk, and the television will change channels, so he doesn't pick up a remote.
Mm-hmm.
I was on a road trip recently to beautiful Connecticut, and the driver was able to pick up her phone and say, okay, Google, where is Tig Bitley's restaurant? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was safer.
That makes sense, because then you don't have to take your eyes off the road to type in a location.
Yeah. And, I mean, it just, I think it's obvious that talking is easier than
it's
typing.
Faster than typing.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then it's going to go from that to like sub-vocalized. You don't even have to voice what you're saying.
You can
just sort of say it or think it. Yeah.
Brainwave detection.
Yeah. And that's where we're going. It's the curse of machinery.
So were you impressed with it? I mean, did you think, well, you know, this is pretty cool?
Not overly impressed, because that's now something that we expect to see. It's part of our culture.
Not impressive enough to get you to start using whatever feature on your phone.
Possibly. I did notice it at the time that it was, while it wasn't something that I ever used, I was witnessing a very useful purpose.
Hmm. Now, I will say that there are times, especially if I'm driving, that I will use the speech-to-text function of the phone,
mm-hmm.
but I don't use, you know, whatever voice assistant there is.
I tried a speech-to-text thing the other night when I was actually walking the Studio Beast, Jazzy, and I just wanted to try it and see how it, you know, would, like, pick up. Because I know that the voice detection has gotten much better over the last decade. I mean, there have been voice detection programs for a long time. Dragon Dictation is probably one of the most noteworthy and the first big player in that field, and they've had products out for a long time, but it's gotten a lot better, and of course they learn how you speak, I think, over time as well, so it gets better as you speak to it more, as I understand it, but I find that I got to go back to correct a word or something like that that it might have gotten wrong,
right.
And so that takes time to go back and, like, you know, especially on a small screen, to try to hit the right spot where you have to go and take the cursor and move it back and then change it, and then of course, what about punctuation? I mean, how does it Do you have to say comma and period in order for it to know?
Yes.
Okay, see, I don't even know the basics of it.
Yeah,
I feel
so
like
I know that my know phone that will, if I say comma, it puts in a comma. If I say question mark, it puts in a question mark.
And okay. Ian, you often get emails from a guy who uses, an angry guy who
I
uses
don't get those emails.
Connection.
He goes straight to the trash.
And they're unpunctuated and yeah. The words are wrong.
So what happens to the recorded audio clips? They say if you feel like revisiting past queries, you can listen to short clips of yourself asking to translate shoehorn into Italian or whatever you should wear, or rather whether you should wear galoshes.
Why you would want to go back and listen to your own queries doesn't really make sense, but you might want to go back and see if, like, your husband or your kids decided to order something on Amazon, I would think. That might be a useful reason to, like,
right.
go and look at the history.
Alexa users can find a running list of their queries in the Alexa app in settings and then click history. If a user has several Alexa devices in the arsenal, each one has its own listenable queue of requests.
Hmm.
Google users can find everything they've asked for by visiting myactivity.google.com while they're logged into their account. This query museum does not just include voice requests. It also includes any Google searches, YouTube videos, or apps you've launched on Android, among other things.
Woo, all the data.
It's all presented in a neat, searchable, chronological stack.
There was even something a little while back where, and maybe it's the same site, but some Google site would actually show you where you've been with your phone.
If you have location detection
yeah.
turned
and
on.
And most people do.
I do not.
But it'll actually show, so like wherever I would walk the dog, it would show me the different paths that I would have taken.
Yeah. They say there are user benefits to these personal audio catalogs for cases where spoken word answers aren't very useful, recipes or search results, for example. Amazon and Google provide links to written content in the Alexa and Home apps, respectively.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Billy is in North Carolina listening to WWNC in Asheville. Hey, Billy.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So I recently, in school, I have a social justice class, and we were talking about social justice issues, and the issue I chose was I found an interesting article. I was trying to find it. I couldn't find it, but I believe it was by the New York Times. And the impact on youth, the impact on health and wellness of youth of color, and it's been actually proven that youth of color in Canada are more healthy than youth of color in America.
All right. If you want to tell us more, you're welcome to hang on. We can discuss that in hour number three. I'm not sure why that would be. Maybe you know more. Billy, you can share that coming up here on Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
100% grass-fed beef for your health. When comparing to commercial raised, they offer more good fats while cutting the bad. Antioxidant rich, including vitamin E and C, plus beta carotene. Free of added hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all of your fresh, non-cooked products, the only ingredient is 100% grass-fed beef. Go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to receive 30% off your order. Go to MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.